Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, it's time to go back to the old country. And some of the greatest wines from Italy, which there are some phenomenal wines in Italy, come from the Veneto area, and the famous red from there is Valpolicella.
You know, Hugh, people quite often ask me, hey, Al, what's your favorite wine? And I think people know I love Zinfandel and I love Pinot Noir, but I'll tell you what always is on my final three is Valpolicella. And if I see one, I buy it. If it's on a wine list, I'll buy it. You know, it's just a lovely, lovely wine. So easy to like. So I went out and tasted three. And although my tasting notes are going to sound similar, there are distinctions. And first of all, I want to just talk about how it's structured. There's ordinary Valpolicella. Then from the best area in the region, the classic region, is Valpolicella Classico. Then if it's really good, it's Valpolicella Classico Superior. And if they do the final touch of passing the wine through Amarone skins, it becomes Ripasa on top of it. So you can have a great big name for this stuff. Here's one that just absolutely knocked me out. It is my wine of the week. It's Montegradella Valpolicella Classico Superior 2017, $21. And what a beautiful wine. It starts with the alluring aroma of buttery biscuits, cranberries, and lavender. And on the palate, the wine is just extremely fruity with just lovely sweetness to it. The wine is light and supple, no more than medium bodied. The flavors remind me of sweet, ultra-ripe plums. But there's also a robe of tannin giving the wine some structure. It's a simple wine for all of that, but it shows just incredible winemaking. So Montegradella is my wine of the week, fabulous Valpolicella. A very familiar name is Masi, M-A-S-I, Cerbona Costa, Valpolicella Classico, 2020, at $17. And this is a lighter, simpler version of Valpolicella, but it has a nice note, again, of buttered biscuits with cherry jam in this time, this occasion. And on the palate, the wine is relatively lean, but it also has a very nice juicy fruit going with it. Again, the flavors is that of you have sweet plums, also a bit of tannins in there, just keeping things honest. The difference between the two was the intensity of the fruit. The first one was just a lot more intense. This one still is, it's still a bit rustic, but it just makes me want to have a plate of cured meats, which is what a lot of Italian wines do. They make me want to have something specific to eat. The Cesari Valpolicella Classico from 2019 at $18 was a delightful little wine. The first thing I noticed was that it had a paler color than the other two. Mm. And the aroma was different. It didn't have the buttery biscuits. It did have cherry, but there was kind of iron and pepper going onto it. So that was unique among the three I tasted. On the palate, this is clearly an easy drinker, no question about it. It's light and smooth. The wine has a mild tannic grip supporting sweet and kind of, actually bitter cherry flavors in it. Mm-hmm. So I like that bitterness at the end of the wine. The flavors are not deep, but I don't really care. This was pizza wine par excellence. That's the Cesari Valpolicella. Once again, the Montegradella is my wine of the week. Just a fabulous buy, and I highly recommend it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.